All right, it is Friday morning. We are just now a little more than 4 weeks away from Election Day. Across the country and here in Michigan, we'll be electing a new governor on November 6th, and all the emphasis is on the Republican candidate and the Democratic candidate. We're talking about Bill Schuette and Gretchen Whitmer. But what about the third-party candidates? And there are a bunch of them. We've got one in the studio with us right now representing the Natural Law Party gubernatorial candidate Keith Butkovich. Keith, good morning and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on. Always love coming up to Blue Water Country.
Well, we're glad to have you up here today and glad to find out a little bit more about your candidacy and about the Natural Law Party, which I don't think a lot of people understand or know much about.
Well, that's because it really doesn't exist anymore. It started in the early 90s. It was based on meditation, and the Maharishi actually endorsed it at some point. Years later, there was some kind of internal struggles, and then he eventually dropped his endorsement, and the party fell off the ballots in different states. But Michigan has a very easy standard to stay on the ballot for parties. And the Natural Law Party, since there is no national party anymore, it's actually evolved to where it's a place for independent candidates. As one of my friends calls it, the ballot access party. Just run however you want.
You know, so that kind of answers my next question. Are you an independent candidate that needed a party and said, oh, I guess Natural Law will take me? Or do you identify with this organization and this movement?
Really an independent. If you had to go on the political spectrum, I'd be in the libertarian category.
Okay.
But I went Natural Law.
What made you decide? When did you start thinking about this, and when did you solidify in your mind, okay, I'm going to run for governor?
Well, I filed in early December beforehand. Third parties get nominated at conventions. They don't have primaries. So that's when I decided. But in my mind, looking at the candidates that were filing and that, I wasn't happy with any of them. And the best solution, if you don't like any of them, run yourself.
So what is it about the not so much about the candidates that you didn't like, but what weren't you seeing in the field of candidates that you wanted to have addressed?
Well, both the two major parties, I just see it's just the same old, same old. More, I'm a big freedom guy, which would be in the libertarian quadrant. And I just see more government and less freedom from both parties, Republican and Democrat. And I wasn't happy with that, and so I decided, hey, let's give it a go.
All right. So what's your vision for Michigan? Let's take some of the issues like road improvement. I mean, our roads are terrible in Michigan. That has been what both candidates have been campaigning largely on, is how we're going to, as Gretchen Whitmer says, fix the damn roads. So what's your plan for that?
Well, it's part of it is federal. There's federal dollars involved, but I really think that a lot of the roads should start being privatized. Yes, I know that might be a toll, but when you would reduce the taxes that would go to that, I really think it'd be more an improvement. And you have businesses actually would step up, I think. There's one of the pizza chains right now. I don't know if you've seen the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start fixing potholes in these cities.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you think that more companies would step up and fix the roads, for example, FedEx or UPS? They use the roads a lot.
I think so, yes. I think they would when they – I mean, they know our roads are horrible. I've been around the country, and Michigan has to be – if it's not at the worst, it's certainly in the running. And, yes, I think they would because it would help their transit. It would help, say, the FedEx and that. Their packages wouldn't slide over their truck and things break, and customers don't like that. So, yes, I think they would.
But you'd have to replace – the taxes that they're already paying to get them to pony up. Otherwise, they're going to say, why am I going to pay more money? Where are my tax dollars going anyway? Right.
Right. I think, well, for personal and business taxes, I think, are too high. So I would want to drastically lower. And, well, I'd get rid of the income tax for sure for people. But I know that requires a constitutional amendment, so I can't just wave a magic wand and it happens. But that would be one thing I'd push for sure.
What about education?
I think education, well, part of it is federal again, so that's the problem. But I really believe it should be local. I think even the state has too much of a bureaucracy. It should go to the local districts and the parents and the people involved.
So get more parents involved. What about funding, though, for education?
Well, I know that could be an issue. We have to look at what is being spent and where there's waste in certain districts. I don't know the Port Huron district that well. But I know in my area that they keep issuing bonds, and there's been some issues behind the scenes things, and that is not going well. And there's a lot of argument because they're trying to pass a millage in the district I live in, and it's a very heated subject. But they need to, I think, look at all their costs and see where they can save money.
There's been a lot of talk about the talent drain. We don't have enough people to fill the jobs that we're going to need filled. What do we do to retain good, smart people here in the state of Michigan?
Well, I know a lot of the problem is I know people, I'm 34, so I'm part of that younger generation. And I know a lot of people either are going to Chicago or other parts of the country, if not leaving the country entirely. I really think part of the reason is with Michigan is I know it's different in Chicago, but like the tax structure, I think is not good. But the education, I think it's anywhere, just costs too much money. And I think a lot of that is administrative costs and textbooks that they have ridiculous markup. And I believe a lot of that is through the university and the state. So I want to obviously look at funding there and, you know, cut all the bureaucracies and that. That's what I think is the major problem.
What do you think is the biggest issue facing Michigan right now? Is it the roads? Is it education? Is it something else?
Well, it's hard to say because there's a lot. When they say biggest issues, there's a lot of issues. So everyone has their big issue.
What's yours? What are you most passionate about?
Well, it'll be a mix of the tax structure and probably the car insurance rates. We have, I don't know if it's the highest, but it's certainly in there. And my idea would be first to get rid of, there's a lot of regulations that they must have in the state of Michigan that's required. But my other one, which I don't think anyone else is talking about, is I would actually have car insurance optional. Now, that doesn't mean it may not be the best idea to not have car insurance, but I think if the companies realize, oh, we have to really fight for these customers now, I think rates would come down. But then if you get an accident, you don't have insurance, you have to go through the courts, you know, prove that it wasn't your fault, but that's a chance you would take. So it's personal responsibility.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. You said that you're young, you're in your 30s.
Yes.
34. Tell us a little bit more about Keith Butkovich.
Well, I've lived in Michigan my entire life. I've lived in different suburbs in the Detroit area, but I am familiar with Port Huron, coming up here in summer times when it's nice. I work full-time. I work management and retail. So that's one of the problems. I have to full-time job, so that's you have to balance that with campaigning. It's really difficult. Single, no kids, not dating anyone right now, love to travel, you know, just like to get out there.
What has the campaign experience been like for you? I know your time is limited, but what's the experience been like? And what did people around you say when you said, I'm going to run for governor?
Well, my mom, and I told her first because, you know, she's my mom. My dad died years ago, and she said, her exact words, don't be silly. And I told her, I said, you know, because she thinks it costs all this money to actually run, to win possibly because of the two parties, but to get a message out there and to file, it's really, if you can get the nomination of a party, it's really very inexpensive. Friends have said, good for you. Some have questioned it, like, you know, why are you doing this? But I told them my passion. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll vote for you. I don't like anybody else, so I'll vote for you. And so I appreciate it. It's mixed messages, but generally positive.
Oftentimes with third-party candidates, people say, well, I really like Keith Butkovich. I like what he stands for, but I don't want to throw away my vote.
Well, yeah, I've heard that from so many people. And my argument is, my view has always been you vote for the guy or person, woman, that you like the best. To me, throwing away a vote is voting for someone that you don't like. Oh, well, I have to vote for this person, otherwise this person will win. You know, that's an argument you hear a lot. No, I vote for my principles. And if you vote on your principles, you never waste your vote.
The only way to waste a vote is to not cast one, right?
Well, that too, yes.
How do people connect with you if they want to find out more about you, work on your campaign, anything like that?
Well, it's volunteer. I haven't asked for any donations. I have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Butkovich for Governor, BUTKOVICHFOR, and then Governor. And, you know, I post and people have discussions, just volunteers, people who are interested. So that's really the only way to do it because it's hard to get in these debates. They're not including me in the two major debates. There are some forums coming up. I will be in Hamburg between Brighton and Ann Arbor in a forum Monday night, and then I'll be in Pinconning Wednesday, and then there's more events to follow. So trying to get out there as best I can.
It's going to be a busy month, isn't it?
Yes, but, you know, it's worth it. Even if I don't win, it's worth it.
Keith, thanks for coming up here this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.